Why do you believe so many Americans believe that your administration is not doing enough to combat inflation? And do you believe that you and your administration bear some measure of responsibility for the inflation that we're seeing across the country?
First is we're in power. That's the first thing. And you justifiably write, we control all three branches of the government. Well, we don't really. We have 50-50 in the Senate. You need 60 votes to get major things done.
So the reason that we can't stop inflation is because we only have most of the power, not all of it. If only we had supermajorities.
Oh, watch us cook then.
Are you kidding me?
Do you take any responsibility for your policies?
I think our policies help, not hurt.
Oh, my God.
Think about what they say. The vast majority of the economists think that this is going to be a real tough problem to solve, but it's not because of spending. We've brought down the deficit.
It's not because of spending. Throwing all that money at people to not work didn't have anything to do with the current inflationary cycle. You're right. All of history is wrong about money supply. You're right. There's no relationship between money supply and rise in price, because technically inflation is money supply increase, not price increase. But okay, fine. Meaning that they're it's amazing. Unbelievable. So he's given this big speech yesterday in anticipation of today's announcement that inflation is still really bad. And he assures us.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
Oh, thank goodness.
And I'm here today to talk about solutions, and there's going to be more we're going to have to talk about as well.
Fantastic. Lay it on me, brother. So he explains, first of all, the causes. And the first cause, he says, is COVID. And I agree with him. There are certainly inflationary effects, price hike effects because of COVID. You know, supply chain ripples that caused supply of something to go down while demand was constant, or delayed in surging demand after the supply had gone down. Chip manufacturing is one of the... he's right. Okay, when meat processing plants go offline, that causes a supply ripple and that causes prices to go up. That's all correct. Okay, I do not disagree with that. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with this ongoing lie.
And this year we have a second cause. Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine. We saw in March that 60% of inflation that month was due to price increases at the pump for gasoline.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Stop it. Stop blaming Vladimir Putin for the gas price rise.
Let me start with the Putin price hike.
No.
High gas prices.
No.
And energy prices.
No. Okay. Two facts. Okay. I'm going to give you two series of facts. You ready? First fact, monthly inflation in the United States going back a year to the beginning of his administration, February of 2021, right? Biden takes office in January. February of 2021, 1.7% inflation. 1.7%. 2.6% in March. 4.2% in April. 5% in May, 5.4, 5.4, 5.3, 5.4, 6.2 in October, 6.8 in November, 7% in December of last year, 3 months before the invasion. This is inflation. 7.5 in January, 7.9 in February, 8.5 in March. That's inflation. A year before Vladimir Putin's invasion, inflation had already, 11 months, inflation had already started to jack up under this administration with all their ridiculous spending, with all of their stupid policies. I'm sorry, I just have no patience for this anymore. Gas prices. Oh, your gas prices are because of Putin? Are they? Going back to the Trump administration, in May of 2020, $1.96 a gallon was the average in the United States. $1.96. Now, it went up a little bit over the next few months. By the end of 2020, in December, it was $2.28. Average price for a gallon of gas in the United States, $2.28 in December. $2.42 in January when Biden took office and his energy policies. And he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline and started to work against drilling and all of it, okay? $2.58 in February. $2.89 in March. $2.98 in April. $3 in May. It took him 4 months to break $3. 315, 323, 325, 327, 338, 349 in November of last year. $1.50 above where Trump had been. buck over where he had been when he took office. 340, 341, 361 in February as the invasion was beginning, and then it did jump 70 cents, 432, 421. It was because of Putin. Really? The price increases that have been taking place your entire first year in office, the inflation, the price of gas going up, that was because of Putin? Bull. No. And I honestly, look, I'm a fairly charitable person. I honestly thought that when they got all the pushback from everybody that this was a lie, that they'd stop saying it. I honestly thought the White House would stop advancing this insane narrative of Putin being responsible for the price hikes and the gas price. And they haven't stopped. It's crazy. Oh, by the way, he's got a solution. I'll tell you about this in just a second. Let's get Gracie Wolf in here with Traffic on the Fives.
Well, our roads are looking good right now, Andrew. I-10, I-110 not logging any delays. 29 is moving smoothly, as well as 9 Mile Road, Davis Highway, East Olive Road, and Johnson Avenue. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, go to knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Gracie. Back to the president yesterday. He's going to solve it. Now, he says we need to increase competition because, like, having four meat distributors is no good. I agree, but how are you going to do that? What are you going to do, sir? How are you going to encourage that to happen? Well, we just want it to happen, so it's going to happen. Baloney. Okay. But then he talks about... this is like hold your steering wheel stuff, okay? Here's his explanation of what they're going to do to solve inflation.
My plan is to lower everyday costs for hardworking Americans.
That's not a plan. That's just a description of the solution. We're going to lower prices by lowering prices. Okay. What's your wand going to do?
And lower the deficit by asking large corporations and the wealthiest Americans to not engage in price gouging and to pay their fair share in taxes.
We're going to ask them to lower their prices, please, and then we're going to tax them more. You're going to raise taxes on businesses, which will then do what? Pass that along to the consumer in the form of price increases. So your solution for inflation is to cause more inflation. You're going to raise taxes during an inflation in order to raise prices on people who are already screaming about the high price of everything. I don't even know what to do. And his statement of assurance.
Look, I know you got to be frustrated.
You think?
I know.
I know.
I can taste it.
Golly. So Rick Scott yesterday, ahead of this speech, he comes out with a statement. He says, look, the best thing that Biden can do to help inflation is to resign. The man's incompetent. The man just should not be in office, which, you know, it's just hard to see. It's hard to see the folks that are still defending him, particularly on this issue. But he actually gets asked this question in the press conference. Somebody asks him, you know what Rick Scott said about you?
You called out Rick Scott a little while ago in your remarks. Earlier today, anticipating your remarks, he said, and I'm just quoting here, that the best thing, the most effective thing Joe Biden can do to solve the inflation crisis he created is resign. He's the problem.
Resign, that's a good idea.
The senator added later, Joe Biden is unwell, he's unfit for office, he's incoherent, incapacitated, and confused. These are his words. Offering him a chance to respond to that.
I think the man has a problem.
Yeah, I know what the problem is. I know what Rick Scott thinks the problem is. It's not what you think it is. Rick Scott briefly responding.
Joe Biden gave a talk this morning, blamed everybody else on inflation. He took no responsibility and has no plan.
Yeah, he was specifically asked, you know, is there any blame for you? No, we help. We don't hurt, right? Remember I played that clip right at the beginning? Unbelievable. I will say this, just because I know this is a pretty harsh monologue, and I know a lot of you come to the show kind of expecting things to be a little bit lighter and a little bit more entertaining. Courtesy of my good friend in the newsroom, Mark Jacobs, who reminded me that the West Wing also has some things to say about inflation.
Long story short, you're going to be reading a bit today about your secret plan to fight inflation.
I have a secret plan to fight inflation?
No.
Why am I going to be reading that I do?
It was suggested in the press room that you did.
By who?
By me?
You told the press I have a secret plan to fight inflation?
No, I did not. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do that. Except, yes, I did that. Mr. President.
A secret plan to fight inflation?
There was no turning them back. I denied it for half an hour. They wouldn't take no for an answer.
Were you clear?
I was crystal clear. They said, do you think if the president has a plan to fight inflation, it's right that he keep it a secret? I said, of course not.
Are you telling me that not only did you invent a secret plan to fight inflation, but now you don't support it?
When you put it like that,
Mr. President.
It's not a laughing matter. But every once in a while, you got to remind yourself that, you know, the world is not ending, even though it